And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy!
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds!
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Breaking news from The Athletic.
This headline podcast is presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. This is Joe Biscaglia from The Athletic. With me is my co-host Matthew Fairburn, also from The Athletic. And we are here discussing the big news of the day for the Buffalo Bills. They have signed quarterback Josh Allen to the biggest contract in franchise history. A six-year extension that puts him under contract through the next eight seasons, through 2028, where he is getting, what from what reports say, $258 million in new money and $150 million guaranteed. So, Matt, this is obviously a humongous day for the Bills, not only in what it represents, but for the fact that they have the answer to their most pressing question heading into this summer.
Yeah, Brandon Bean mentioned at the start of training camp that this was something they wanted to get done and that, you know, was a priority for them. It seemed like a matter of when and not if, especially after the season Josh Allen had a year ago. But it's something that we haven't seen in Buffalo since Jim Kelly, a contract that makes Josh Allen one of the highest paid players in the history of the NFL. It's the most guaranteed money a player has ever gotten in an NFL contract. It'll be topped at some point, but for a general manager who stuck his neck out for a quarterback that was pretty heavily criticized coming out of the draft and had some very apparent flaws in his game, to now lock up that quarterback through 2028, I think, you know, it's a validation moment for Brandon Bean, and now comes the next challenge of this chapter, right? You have a quarterback, you found him, you locked him up to a huge extension. Now it's about maximizing the window where his cap hits are still manageable in the next few years, and then figuring out how to navigate building a roster when your quarterback takes up such a large chunk of your salary cap.
Yeah, this will be another phase of the roster building portion for Brandon Bean. But the most important part is that they think they have the thing right for the long term, which is the most important thing of a team building exercise. Like you pointed out, Matthew, this is a quarterback that not many believed in heading into his rookie season, certainly not after his rookie season. And then he had this gargantuan jump this last year in 2020, his third season, to where he became a bona fide MVP caliber player. Now, a lot has to go into this, right? Because you have to say, okay, well, he needs to prove that it wasn't just a one-year thing. Like he showed signs in his second season, but he didn't really put it all together until the third year. So maybe the Bills are acting, you know, getting ahead of the curve rather than allowing Josh Allen to have another great year and then having to give him even more money. That's a thought process to this. But if it goes the opposite way, then there are obvious ramifications because he's under contract through the next eight seasons. And that pretty much hamstrings the entirety of what you can do at the quarterback position. But to get away from the pessimistic viewpoint, just because of what this could mean for them, I mean, they have their question locked in now. I mean, Josh Allen is their franchise quarterback. He is everything that they've looked for in a franchise quarterback, really, in this town for a long time. I mean, this is my 12th season covering the beat. I remember when they signed Ryan Fitzpatrick to a contract extension, and that was a big deal, and it ended up not going well, but there was a lot less evidence for that. This is something that they feel like they've seen the tangible growth. They've seen him really take hold of the entire locker room and trying to build something with him and to try and really hammer home this window of where they think they can win a Super Bowl this year, maybe even into next season if the cap hits go along with it, and maybe even into the future, because there's going to be a pretty stark jump in salary cap once they get to 2023 and beyond because of some new money coming to the league. So this is a pretty monumental moment.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's certainly going to be now heavy expectations on Josh Allen, as there already were. And I think people will look and say, oh, now he needs to win a Super Bowl or an MVP or X, Y, and Z to justify the contract. I think him doing what he did last season or something close to it year over year makes him worth this contract. When you get paid this much, putting your team in position to win a Super Bowl is all the team can ask for. And Brandon Bean has been preparing for this moment, this inevitability. When he drafted the quarterback, you don't draft the quarterback and think, well, I probably won't have to pay this guy. He drafted him, traded up for him, thinking this will be a guy that I will have to give a massive contract extension to. That is the cost of doing business when you have one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And he's right now paid better than any quarterback in the NFL, not named Patrick Mahomes. So they knew this was coming, and they've kind of planned themselves out to handle it. They have Deion Dawkins locked up, his left tackle. They have Stephon Diggs under contract for a few more years. Tre'Davious White's extension is done. So they've been pretty smart with their salary cap. Easier to do before you lock up the quarterback, but it's something that they planned for. And like you said, these things aren't guaranteed to work out. Anytime you hand out a contract this big, there's a million things that could potentially go wrong. But I think if he gets close to what he did last season, more often than not, they're going to be in a position to win games. It's a matter of the front office figuring out how to build a team with such a big albatross on their salary cap. But to your point, if the cap goes up as it's expected to, that could give them some wiggle room. And that makes this a little bit of a calculated risk to do it now before Lamar Jackson, before Baker Mayfield, and before that salary cap increase, to hopefully have somewhat of a bargain. And it's crazy to think that after all the Patrick Mahomes angst, after the Bills traded out of that pick, the Bills now have a quarterback who, dollar for dollar, is very close to him. it's a huge credit to Brandon Bean and Josh Allen and the way he's been developed and what they've done to take a guy who was an imperfect prospect and turn him into one of the highest paid players ever in sports.
Yeah, so Josh Allen and the Bills certainly have their work cut out for them this season, but the work of the offseason in terms of a contract is done. Josh Allen is signed for the next 8 seasons through the 2028 season, and we'll see if he can start to make good on it right away with the 2021 season, and if they can make a charge toward the Super Bowl like a lot of people believe that they can. Thanks for joining our breaking news coverage. Go to the Athletic's headlines section for much more on this story. And to hear more, check out the Buffalo Beat podcast wherever you get your podcasts, or ask your Google Assistant to play news from the Athletic. You can also visit theathletic.com/headlinepod to save 33% on an annual subscription to the Athletic.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a 1-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a 1-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a 1-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.